Hey. Hello? I can't hear you. Hola? I can't hear you. I can't hear you. And I don't even know if I just spoke a valid language just then.
I think you're speaking in tongues. I think
I don't even know it.
I think I
had
a setting wrong or something.
You think you said it wrong?
I think it had a setting. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
That's essentially what I said. So what's up?
Okay. I guess what I just ate.
I bet you ate a scone.
I ate one of those earlier today.
Oh, so what did you just eat?
I just ate a pupusa.
Oh.
Y taco con pollo.
That's fabulous.
For my dinner.
Your dinero? No, I don't think that's what dinner is.
No, it's funny. I said pour my dinner. I switched.
No,
I'm
no,
speaking
that was
English.
Me.
Oh, sorry. I don't know.
Okay, so you went to the Nashville Zoo?
I went to the Nashville Zoo. I went because I renewed my membership for another year.
Awesome.
Because it's the best deal in town.
How much is a membership?
For your entertainment. It's like, I think mine was like $40.
Not bad.
Because if you renew, you get $10. You renew like the month before it expires.
Mm-hmm.
You get $10 off your renewal, so it was $40, and it's tax deductible, and you can take, you and a guest can go for free anytime,
mm-hmm.
and you get like special discounts on things, and I had to go because, well, I wanted to, because it was a really nice day here today. Mm. I had a coupon for my free gift.
Sweet.
And my free gift was a can koozie.
A can, so I can koozie with the Nashville Zoo logo?
Yeah, so I can keep my can koozed.
Nothing like a koozed can.
Yeah, my koozie can. So, so I did that. And
awesome.
I have pictures on my digital camera that I will share with my close personal friends on the internet. Basically,
good.
I have lorikeets climbing all over me.
Now, that's the bird, is that right?
Yes.
The lorikeets?
It's an Australian bird. They're very colorful.
Mm-hmm.
They actually are brilliantly colored.
Hmm.
And they sell nectar. For a dollar for a little nectar cup.
Hmm.
And my friend, I went with my friend David.
Mm-hmm.
And David bought two nectar cups. And he gave me one,
mm-hmm.
which I thought was very nice.
That was very nice.
And so we had lorikeets crawling all over us and screaming in our ears. Because that's one problem with lorikeets, is they will scream in your ear.
I can't wait to see that.
Yeah, I think Dave got a picture of me with one licking my glasses. And, like, they'll chew, like, you'll put them on your head, and they'll chew on your hair, and you put them on your hand, and they'll chew on your cuticles, or they'll bite down on your knuckles, and it really hurts.
Sounds like good times.
It is a good time, though. I mean, with all the pain that comes from it,
mm-hmm.
it is so much fun. Because they're so sweet, but they won't let you pet them. Like, I was talking to the zookeeper, and I'm like, they won't let me pet them, because I'm used to dogs, you know, and they let you pet them all over. But lorikeets don't let you pet them, and just so you know.
So how can you express what it is you want to express in a way the lorikeet can tolerate? If you want,
you know, yeah, just roll over.
If you're wanting to convey love to them, let them chew you up.
Yeah, chew you up, spit you out, and leave you in the dust.
Hmm.
Which, you know, is kind of how I am treated often. Oh, hang on. Somebody's beeping in.
Oh, well.
It's my mom. It's my mom. I'll call her in a little bit. I don't think she understands that I'm mobily podcasting. So.
Then this is the first time we've done a podcast together where you're mobily podcasting. You did podcast a while back where you were looking for cheap gas and
yes.
driving out into the country for it. That was pretty cool, actually. I forgot about that podcast until you suggested earlier that we do this.
So right.
That was pretty cool.
I liked it. I liked when I wouldn't be driving, you know, because there's stuff going on.
Mm-hmm.
So, and it was back before I had a co-host, you know.
This is true.
Which, you know, we're on equal par nowadays. And I'm glad that you're a part of my podcast.
Oh, I'm very glad to be a part of your podcast.
Because I think it's gotten a lot better since it's collaborative.
Cool. I thought it was good before, too. Otherwise, I wouldn't have joined it. But
really?
Yeah. I didn't think it was
very good.
I think it's gotten better, too. I mean, and I think any podcast is going to get better if you have, you know, two people conversing.
Yeah.
And
right.
And if there's chemistry. I mean, you know, I guess I could imagine mm-hmm. podcasts where there are two people together who really just have no chemistry, who
yeah.
just not going to work. And that would suck, but
no.
yeah, I can totally see how adding another person can boost it for you. So.
And you keep me on track. Otherwise, I'd be all over the map as far as what I'm talking about. Because today I went to the estate sale again this morning.
Oh yeah.
To get more stuff because it was half price day, and I was talking to my friend, we were driving, and she was talking about something, I don't even remember what, I think it was like what time she woke up that morning, or what she did last night, she was talking about headaches, and having a migraine headache, and I said, oh, before I forget, my birthday's on Monday, why don't you come on over to blah, blah, blah restaurants, you know,
mm-hmm.
and so, it was like just an abrupt subject change, but anyway.
I like non-sequiturs.
I do.
They're
crazy.
One of the many spices of life.
Yes. Variety and underpants.
Yes, that's a spice that we can't live without.
I can live without underpants.
It's sort of It's sort of like salt in that way.
It's not the sort of world I want to live in.
the non-underpants world?
Right. Speaking of such things,
mm-hmm.
did you know that Tom Cruise and Katie Holmes are totally upstaging my birthday with their stupid sham of a wedding?
I saw something like along those lines on online. I forget which website. I think maybe CNN. And they didn't make mention of how this impacts your birthday, but yeah, it totally does, doesn't it?
That is how bad it is. They've totally taken all the attention off of my birthday. Like, there was, you know, probably, I'm sure somebody had some big shindig plans, but now they can't because it's Tomcat's wedding weekend, and they're probably off, you know, watching that big rigmarole.
Yeah, that's crap.
It is crap.
So, despite that, what's going on your birthday, on your Geburtstag?
Fuck if I know. I don't know. I'm kind of upset about the whole thing, because like, nobody's, as far as I know, I'm going to dinner with my family and some friends on Monday,
mm-hmm.
but beyond that, I don't know. I think I'm going to go out tonight to the East Nashville's
uh-huh.
again and see some bands.
You may as well move over there. I swear to God.
The what?
You may as well move over there.
I actually thought about that. I was actually talking about that with my friend Mandy today, that I would love to move out there, but for one thing, there are no good grocery stores out there.
Oh, like, I guess they're not.
And for another thing, Divorcee Acres, for as odd a place as it is to live,
uh-huh.
it's very convenient. And now that they've kind of expanded the interstate out that side,
mm-hmm.
I can be at Vanderbilt in 15 minutes.
Well, that's not bad.
And I very rarely run into traffic.
With the new expanded interstates.
Yeah, I mean, it's rare that I will have traffic.
Mm-hmm.
So
you take the freeway to, you take it to Vanderbilt. You don't go the main street that you could go?
No, I don't. I take the interstate because it's faster. I mean, my dad says it's just as fast to go off roads, you know, the roads, but I don't know. It's kind of a 6-to-1. I'd rather drive fast and constant than spend the same amount of time stopping at lights and, you know, driving slower. So, I don't know. I'm kind of a messed up person.
No, I can see that. Actually, I had that thought the other day when I had a choice between surface streets and the freeway, getting to something in the middle of rush hour, and I decided that, you know, at least on the freeway, I'm still moving even if I'm going slowly, and that really there were a lot of traffic signals I could have been hung up at if I'd gone surface roads. So, which I don't understand that term, surface roads, because there's a surface on every road, even if it's a freeway.
Right. We don't have flying cars yet, and when we do, I'm sure there will be a clever term. But, you know, until then, I don't know. I don't understand either.
Speaking of flying cars, TV Land is showing Star Trek. Retro Star Trek.
Really?
Yeah. Like, pre-Captain Kirk Star Trek, even.
Oh, the one with Christopher Pike.
Yes.
Yes.
So yesterday I watched a little of one episode where you have the telepathic, super brainy species where they have, where like when you see them from behind, they have butt cheeks on their head.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I know exactly what you're talking about.
It's a great episode. Actually, I think they might have been in more than one episode, although I can't swear to that.
The butt cheek
episode. I can't think of anywhere else I'd rather have butt cheeks.
Me neither. I don't know. I guess during the 80s when there was the big shoulder pad fashion, it would probably be okay to have them on your shoulders because then you wouldn't have to spend lots of money on shoulder pads. But then when that goes out of style, you still got butt cheeks on your shoulders, and you look silly.
So I wonder if any of the designing women...
Well, I don't know about that, but I do know I recently saw a picture of the designing women, and the original designing women. I'm not talking about later iterations of the cast.
Oh, right.
Do you know who looks the best out of all the original designing women?
My guess is Delta Burke.
Oh my gosh, you're so totally right.
Oh.
She looks so good.
That's awesome. I think she's fabulous.
Dixie's had some work done. It's pretty obvious.
I think Jean Smart looks good too.
Yes.
I think she looks pretty good.
She's taken an interesting career path. I kind of respect her for that.
Now, what again is interesting about her career path? Isn't she doing theater, or what is she doing?
She did that movie Guinevere, where she did that great speech about why older men date younger women.
I haven't seen that.
Guinevere is not a very good movie. I didn't care for it. But Jean Smart kind of meets, I guess it's her daughter's boyfriend, who's an older man, and she goes in this big speech about why, like I said, older men date young women, and it was actually really good. I mean, it's worth seeing the movie just to see her speech. And you can fast forward through the rest of it. And then Jean Smart did, she was on 24.
Oh, I didn't realize that.
And apparently she was really good on 24. Apparently she was slightly crazy, slightly off-kilter. Like the president, was she the president's wife? I think, I don't know, I don't watch 24.
Yeah, me either.
I've heard she was good in 24. And she did a voice on some crazy show that was on the Cartoon Network for a little while. I don't think it's still on, but...
So there's her, and then there's Dixie, and you know... I say give me Julia Sugarbaker any day over Dixie Carter.
Yes.
You know, I just can't really get excited about her.
Dixie Carter is a big old Republican. Julia Sugarbaker was a big old liberal.
Exactly.
You know, so I guess that has something to do with it.
And I guess everything I've ever read, every interview of Dixie Carter that has anything to do with the designing women, which usually, you know, that's what... one of the things that's going to be asked of her, she always makes it a point to point that out. And I guess I would, too, if I had to play a Republican on television. I think I would probably try to distance myself. So I can see where she's coming from, but I just loved Julia Sugarbaker.
Yeah.
And it's so disappointing to find out that, to be reminded that Julia Sugarbaker is a character on a television show and not a person in real life.
Right, because she's such a Terminator, you know, she's just so, my favorite is the one, the speech that she does. There's a website with all her speeches listed.
Uh-huh.
And my favorite, my very favorite, is the one where they're at the beauty contest and they're in the bathroom or dressing or whatever,
the dressing
talking
room.
About Suzanne and how she's kind of a has-been. And Julia just busts out and says, "And what you may not know, Marjorie." And then she goes off and it ends with, I don't remember all the words, but I remember, "And that, so that you may know, and your children will someday learn, is the night the light went out in Georgia."
I love that. Oh my God, that's the best. True. That is the absolute best. And I'm so glad we have that on our podcast.
I think I'm going to have to... Huh?
Oh, go ahead.
I'm going to memorize it. I'm going to memorize it, and I'm going to do it on the podcast.
That would be perfect.
You can do, though. You can memorize. There is no need for introductions, Ray Dawn. We know who you are. That's what you can do.
That's a good one, too. So, I don't know anything about Annie Potts.
I don't either. I don't. Didn't she do something a few years ago?
She
I don't know.
Might have. Hopefully got her hair redone.
Yeah, she had some... Well, I don't know. I've always wanted curly hair. You know? I mean, I know...
Maybe so. Maybe so. Big maybe hair that works.
Big hair's not so, you know, cool, but I've always liked just big, poofy, curly hair.
Mm-hmm.
Meanwhile, I haven't had my hair cut in months.
Mm-hmm.
I think the last time I got my hair cut, it was like a $15 Great Clips cut. And it was really just kind of evening it up because my former hairstylist, who got fired from her salon, and would occasionally cut my hair in her living room.
I remember
which
that.
Which I shouldn't say because I think, anyway. But I'm not naming her, so that's good.
Right.
You know. And she would do my hair in a living room or whatever. And I haven't, and then I just decided I could not see her anymore because she would give my hair like crazy layers, and I'm very much a wash and go kind of gal. I don't do anything, and so I finally just let my hair grow out. When the layers kind of look silly, I went to Great Clips and evened it out, and I haven't gotten my hair cut since then.
Do they have a Great Clips in Divorcee Acres now?
Yeah.
What
I
happened
think it's
to
Great Clips?
What happened to Toppers?
Toppers is now a different salon, and it's a little classier.
Oh, yeah.
My mom goes there.
Yeah,
actually.
My mom does, too, to the one in Divorcee Hills.
Yeah, my mom goes to the one, actually, in Divorcee Acres.
Mm-hmm.
And she uses the same stylist your mom used to use at that salon, the same hairstylist who did Reese Witherspoon's hair.
Mm-hmm.
Or not Reese Witherspoon's, but Reese Witherspoon's mom.
Yeah.
My mom went there, but that guy would never do her hair the way she wanted to. The only person she's been able to find to do her hair is this lady at the former Topper's salon in Divorcee Acres.
Hmm.
So, I don't know. And I'm just, right now, I'd love to get my eyebrows waxed because my eyebrows are growing like crazy. And they look awful.
Oh,
but
no.
I don't want to get, I mean, I don't want to pay money for that right now.
Sort of free
and
of
I'm
Apollo?
I'm thinking about going back to my crazy hairstyle I had last year, no, 2 years ago. You know.
What was your crazy hairstyle? Is that available for viewing on your website?
Yes, in my MySpace page.
It's pretty short, right?
It was pretty short. It had short little bangs and...
Yeah,
it was
short
very,
bangs and then short... It was cute.
It was a cute little hairstyle, but I just had such a hard time with it. And, people's opinions were very split on it. But it wasn't easy to take care of. It was not a, I could jump up and then 10 minutes later be on the road going to estate sales.
Hmm.
It was not that kind of hairstyle. So.
And that sounds like...
But,
I was going to say, it sounds like not really what you want. You want something that you can just sort of wash and go.
Right, but with my hair being long like it is now, I mean, not long, but longer, it takes a long time to dry, and it's cold, so You know, it's kind of like a shorter style just for that. But I just invested, at the estate sale I went to yesterday, invested in a lot of scarves.
Oh, cool.
So, you know, I could always just tie a scarf around my head if it's, you know, being unruly, so there is that.
Like sort of a do-rag?
Yeah, but classier, because it's a scarf and not a bandana. Bastard. Yeah, I bought some scarves and some little lady gloves, so I can be a lady.
So do any of the scarves that you bought have stirrups?
No.
Do you remember those?
Yes, I do. That was back when, was it Gucci who had the stirrup logo?
Oh, I don't know who it was, but I just remember fancy ladies would wear these scarves with stirrups, and I thought, how odd.
Yeah, that was back, there was some big fancy designer of the time, who had a stirrup logo and would print stirrups on.
Okay.
So that's how you knew. That's why it was fancy ladies, because they could afford them.
Yeah.
But, yeah, no, I'm not. And I think it's because I go to estate sales and not garage sales. And I think people, well, I mean, there's a difference. People who run estate sales, they do this professionally, and they know how to appraise, and they know what's worth money, right?
So you're only looking at the stuff that's not worth money?
Huh?
I don't understand. I've never been to an estate sale, so are you saying that the people who find the stuff that's worth money take it out and sell it, or do they leave it in and just price it appropriately?
They price it higher.
Okay.
That's kind of the difference. You know, in a garage sale, people kind of price it themselves. They don't always know.
Right. Like 50 cents. You know. I mean,
garage sales are... Right.
I don't know. Like, the ones I've been to are cheap.
I got a vintage Walt Disney World ashtray at an estate sale, at a garage sale just now. Earlier today, I mean. And a cigar box and a little tape measure for 50 cents.
Wow.
But at this estate sale, I paid a little more money for my stuff.
Yeah.
So yeah, it's like the people who... Estate sales, essentially, you will hire these companies, and they come into your house, they appraise things, they price them appropriately. They run everything, you don't have to worry about it, and they take a percentage of your final sale.
So if I were to go to an estate sale, is it just sort of a walk-in kind of thing, or do you have to call ahead, or...
It's a walk-in thing. There are sometimes they'll do appointments and cover charges and call ahead and all that. But that's usually... I know I've seen one company does, if they do an estate sale in like a gated community a wealthy community, you'll have to make an appointment.
Okay.
I know that when they had a certain local country music star's estate sale, they had a cover charge, but you could redeem, you could get that much in merchandise once you got inside.
Oh, okay.
But you basically had to pay a cover charge to even get in.
So you went to that one or not?
No, that was the one that Lindsay went to. Mom and Lindsay went, and Lindsay got her picture taken with his, well, we still just give it away, I'll just tell you. It was Waylon Jennings' estate sale. And Lindsay got her picture taken with the General Lee, because you know Lindsay is a huge fan of the Dukes of Hazzard.
I don't know that I knew that, but that's fun.
Well, she is. And she got her picture taken with the General Lee, except there was a problem with the camera. The camera jammed, so the picture never came out.
Oh, that sucks.
Well, but there's like General Lees apparently all over the place.
Oh,
like,
so that there wasn't the was, only there was General not, Lee.
There wasn't just one used on the show.
Oh, okay.
I mean, and they were crashing them all the time, so they
oh,
were
I guess
like.
So, yeah.
But they weren't all Waylon Jennings's General Lee.
And that was the that was the big draw for that.
That was just exciting because he sang the song. And he was the balladeer, you know, he's the one who said, it was about this time the Duke boys decided they were gonna, I don't know, decided
like
to explore
the
my curious side. What, I'm sorry?
Yeah.
You have to wonder.
I did hear that one of them was gay, but that could just be a rumor.
You know what? You saying that makes me wonder which one, because they both so seem which, as though they could be.
Which one would you guess?
Either one.
Okay, I'm talking about the lighter-haired one.
Oh, yeah. That's Bo, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
I just got a birthday card.
Oh, did you?
I would like to say. From California.
Oh.
Yeah.
I know who that's from.
Yeah. You know who it's from.
From California?
It's from California.
California? Who the hell is that?
California. It's from our friend who lives out there.
I think I know the one who lives in the central part of the state.
Wait.
Or the central coast, or where is it? Central California or central coast?
I don't know. I just call it Central California.
Okay.
Yes. But apparently, technically, she told me that they are considered part of Southern California.
Oh. Which but it's sort of marginal, though.
Well, it's because she told me this because apparently there's a Southern California pass holder, that annual pass that you can get for Disneyland.
Oh, okay.
And apparently they qualify for it, even though they're not really Southern California.
Kind of like the native Floridian pass for Disneyland.
Right. Yeah. Except you don't have to be a native Floridian.
Well, not a native Floridian, but a Florida resident.
Right, because if you were a native Floridian, Lindsay could totally get that pass.
Yeah.
Because she is.
She's a Floridian by birth. You're a
Tennessean. She's a Floridian. Yes. I am pure Tennessee redneck. Good times.
Redhead, anyway.
Right, red something. Uh-oh, I hear dogs barking. Hold on, you'll be able to hear doggies barking soon.
Oh, I bet. I can picture him too.
Oh, there he goes. There he goes. Bark, bark, bark. Bark, bark, bark. Hang on. Bark, bark, bark.
Bark, bark, bark.
Bark, bark, bark.
So, bark, 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 I think bark. You're going to get my card on Monday.
Okay. Thank you for sending me a card. I appreciate it.
If you didn't get it today.
I did not get it today.
Okay.
And there is no mail tomorrow. Hello, dogs.
Right.
So, I appreciate you sending me a card. It's very nice.
Sure.
Hey, why are your feet wet? Flash, why are your feet wet?
Oh, my God.
Oh, shit. You bastard.
Drama.
I hope you've been watering. I don't know.
Did he get into some water somewhere? Did he pee on himself, or...?
He may have been licking his paws, or he may have just stepped in the water.
Oh.
All right. God. Why am I so messy? Why can't I keep a house clean? Why can't I get the respect I deserve?
Oh.
Oh, good times.
Yeah. So, I think I'm gonna sign off here in a sec.
Okay, that's cool. Excellent.
I'm gonna do a little bit more work on this presentation I'm doing next week, and then around 6 o'clock, I'm leaving to go over to some friend's house.
Oh, well, that's fun.
For a game night, yeah.
Oh.
These are friends you haven't met. They're John.
I haven't met.
You have not met these friends. They're John and David. They weren't at my party last year. When you were in town. They're really nice guys. You'd love them. And they have a house not too far from here. So Aubrey is going to come over, and we are going to go down for a game night. So,
wow, that will be a ton of fun.
It'll be a ton of fun. And last game night we had with them, we played Clue, and that is so fun to play Clue as an adult.
You think so?
Apparently. And you can be you can be Miss Scarlet, and it can be a really fun time. So
I am Miss Scarlet.
I love being Miss Scarlet.
There is no if I was Miss Scarlet.
You are just Miss Scarlet.
I am Miss Scarlet.
If I have to lie, steal, cheat, or kill, I will never go hungry again.
Go hungry again?
Again. that sort of British Southern accent Vivian Leigh had going on.
Yeah, that British Southern accent.
Well, and so I'm gonna stop this and I'm gonna clean it up and then I'll log into iChat while I'm at it and I'll transfer it on over to you.
Okay, well, I'm home, so I'm about to log in. So.
All right, I will look for you.
Okay.
All right, good times.
Bye.
Bye.